Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 339. Today, Herb asks, how about an episode for writers to give to their first readers? To cover what is and is not needed from first readers.
Well, I gave a lot of this info in the last episode, but that wasn't geared towards readers, but towards writers. So I will do my best here to give a version of that same talk for the first readers. Here we go. Hello, first reader. You are receiving this episode because your writer, who has retained you to be the test audience for their work, wants to make sure that you know what is being asked of you and you don't feel undue pressure in the wrong directions. As a first reader, here's what your writer needs from you. We need to know whether the story holds your attention. Anywhere the story fails to hold your attention, we need you to tell us. Do not cushion our egos. Tell us where it's holding your attention, and when it doesn't, tell us why. If you're just falling out of the story and you can't tell why, say that. And mark it in the manuscript, because that will give us a good way to go back and look for what broke. Let us know if there seem to be major continuity errors, problems with story logic, things that confused you because they were worded in such a way that it was difficult to tell what was going on. Tell us if our descriptions are vague, or our sentence structure is such that you can't tell which nouns the verbs and the adjectives are referring to. Let us know if you run across any major spelling errors, if you feel so inclined, but that's not really why you're here. What we do want to know is if one of our characters changes eye color or skin color or name in the middle of the book and we didn't notice and you did. Don't kill yourself over those details, but any of those you notice, that's very important to point it out, and we'd really appreciate it. We want to know if you fell completely out of the story and couldn't finish. And we want you to mark where that happened. If you decide that the story is not working for you and you don't want to finish, that's okay. Just tell us where it lost you, give us the manuscript back. Don't sink your time into reading a story you're not enjoying. It's very important to us that we get the feedback from people who like the kinds of stories that we're writing. So if it's the kind of story that you like, but the story isn't holding your interest, tell us that. And if it's not your kind of story, if you're a romance reader and the crime story that's been given to you is too anti-romantic or violent or dry for your tastes, we need to know that. If you're a genre reader and it's literary fiction and it's just too stylistic and highfalutin for you, we need to know that. It may not help us improve the story, but it will tell us what kind of books to give you in the future so that we don't waste your time, because your time is precious to us. And your feedback is precious to us. That's what we need from you. We need to know what the story does to you. And we need to know the places where our story is broken. Especially. At the end of the story, we'd love to hear whether you enjoyed it or not. And if you didn't, what it was about it that put you off. And if it was, what about it that worked for you. You don't have to do a big book report. A sentence or two scribbled in the margins will do. And this one's not essential. It's just nice to have because we like to know that we connected with our reader in some way. Now, there are some things we don't need from you and that we'd really prefer that you avoid. The story we're giving you is the story as we wrote it. We don't want to know how you would have done it. We don't really care about that. We don't want to know what this story makes you think about our mental health, our religious beliefs, our political attitudes, our morality, or our sexual tastes. You're reading a story that contains characters that are not us. It's fiction. The relationship it has to our psyche is indirect and not to be subjected to quick and dirty psychoanalysis, so we would really prefer that you avoided that. Now, if the story offends you and you don't want to finish it, that's okay. Just say, this kind of story really offends me. Please don't give me more of these in the future. There's nothing wrong with that. We won't be upset if that's how you feel. And we would rather you tell us the truth than try to spare our feelings on the matter. The story we're giving you is designed to provoke an emotional response, and we want to know if we've hit the mark. But the story we've given you, even if it's dark, even if it deals with very unsavory themes or contains rough material, we didn't give it to you to hurt you. If you feel hurt by the story, we're sorry about that. That wasn't our intention. Please don't attack us if the story strikes you that way. Some stories might. Some of us write stories like that, and others of us don't. Please don't worry too much about spelling conventions, grammar, word choices, unless it gets in the way of your understanding what's going on. Points of style aren't the kinds of things we're looking for feedback on. This should take a weight off your shoulders because it means that you don't have to worry about them. So, to recap really quickly, we want your honest reaction. We want to know where we lose your interest. We want to know where you put down the book. We want to know where we've confused you and where we've made errors and where the story world is not consistent with itself. We want to know if we've committed an idiot plot, any major problems like that. We don't want you to waste your time copy editing us unless you really enjoy it. We don't want you to waste your time rewriting us or censuring us or giving us moral screeds or critiquing us on points of style. Those things happen at a different level, and they might be something that we would enjoy hearing from you about in conversation, but not in the manuscript. We want you to read the book and to be honest about what it does to you. And that's pretty much it. Thanks very much, Herb, for the question. Everybody listening, please feel free to give this episode to your first readers. And first readers that are listening to this, thank you very much for the service that you give to us. What we do would be far more difficult without you, and we truly appreciate the time that you're investing in our development and the love you're showing us by doing it. Thank you very much, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.